So, I gotta do this. I gotta do this for my own sanity. I gotta do this because right now I'm on the edge of pretty much just completely throwing in the towel on life. I'm 35 years old. I just picked up everything. I left everything I was comfortable with in Los Angeles, and for a girl that I don't know, was I in love with her? Was I in love with the idea of her? That's always the question, I guess. But I don't know. I'll figure that out later. But I left Los Angeles and I moved to New York City with a girl who looked me in the face and told me that she loved me. And it was complete bullshit from the very start. I knew, I had an idea that this wasn't going to happen. And the idea is that the idea that it wouldn't happen really was more along the lines of, this girl is way too beautiful for me, and I know that I'm not the most attractive person in the world, and I'm out of shape, and I'm fucked up mentally, and you know, so right away it was just doomed. But you know, I don't know. I guess even in my previous relationships where things were pretty doomed, it lasted longer than this. But right off the bat, she lied to me. She lied to me in ways that I've lied to other people. My relationship before her, I really hurt a girl who started off with the best intentions, and I think actually there was something about me that she really liked. She met me in a bar in downtown Los Angeles, a place that, if you know me, I constantly talk about. This place called Krabby Joe's, and I was in there, and I was drunk off my ass with my head on the bar, just down. She came in with her friends, and I said stupid things, and I was drunk, and I asked her, you know, do you like Australians? Because she came in with all these Australian guys, and I asked her if she spoke Mexican. It just stupid things that came out of my mouth. But even from the stupid things, she saw something in me that I don't know. I don't even see in myself, and I think she really loved me. And I fucked her over. And I fucked her over in pretty much the same way that I just got fucked over. So I don't know. Is it karma? I'm not someone who believes in that kind of shit. I don't believe there's any kind of mystical force in the universe. Unfortunately, I wish I did. I wish I believed in that kind of stuff. But anyway, this girl had a boyfriend. We were involved in the studio together. I mean, anybody hearing this is going to know who it is. And, you know, I don't know why I'm trying to be coy about the name, like I'm trying to protect her or something, but her name isn't the point, I guess. But she started telling me things about her boyfriend and how they don't always get along, and she knows that she's not going to be with him forever, and he doesn't have sex with her, and he doesn't touch her. And then she started to tell me things that her boyfriend didn't even know. And she told me about her history with drug addiction, and which turned out to not be history. It was right up into the day that we left to come to New York City. And you know, she just started lying immediately, and I just went through with it. I went through with it anyway. I went through with it because I wanted it. and I didn't care if it was bullshit or not. I wanted it because I wanted this girl, this beautiful girl, and she is breathtaking. I mean, she, our short time here in New York City, she could not walk down the street without every guy either trying to talk to her or just looking her up and down. And she was just one of those girls that when she walked by, you couldn't help but to notice her. And she started lying, and I ignored it. I ignored it because I wanted to believe that maybe someone as beautiful and as smart and as talented as this could actually give a shit about me. So I went ahead with it, and we did it fast. 2 weeks, and we're on our way to New York City. She wanted her cats. So I said, no problem, let's figure it out. Paid $1,300 for her cats to arrive safely in Pennsylvania at a shelter. And I spent more money for the time they were at the shelter. I, in total, spent about $35,000 making sure that she had everything she wanted and that we came to New York City easily. This trip was a huge vacation. We stopped in tons of cities. I took her to go see her Kurt Cobain's fucking house and all the shit that she wanted in Seattle and Chicago. And you know, we hit tons of spots. The whole thing was a huge vacation, and it was a great time. We had a really good time, and you know, at moments there was tension because I couldn't let go of this problem in my head where I just knew that she was gonna fuck me over and that she did not really care about me. I think that there was probably moments where she cared about me, or moments where she came close to trying to convince herself that she cared about me. But, you know, I want to say that she still loves her ex-boyfriend or boyfriend in Los Angeles. I want to think that, but I don't think that she loves anybody. I don't think that she knows what it means to love. I don't think she understands that. I don't know if I understand it either. I have a very sick and twisted idea of what love is, and I want this undying devotion, and I want everything, and I know I don't deserve it. But I don't know. The day that I signed our lease on our new apartment here in New York City, she told me that she was not in love with me. She told me that she was not attracted to me. She approached me. That's what's crazy is, and I guess for her, maybe it was just sex. And even though, you know, I like to try to pretend like I can do this separation between love and sex, I can't, and I have never been able to do that. So initially, the first time we hooked up was in Los Angeles, and it was just a given. We were both at the bar together. We used to go to this place, King Eddie's Saloon, quite often and became regulars there. And we got drunk and went back to my place and just ripped each other apart. And, you know, it was great. It was amazing, at least for me. And, you know, this girl, I don't know. did I ever really love her, or did, was it her body, was it her beauty that just made me say, I don't care, I just want to experience this. Maybe it was just lust, I don't know. But I would have loved to, I would have allowed love to happen, but I got psycho, I got jealous. I wanted to know everything she was doing. I got her an iPhone, and the only reason I got the iPhone for her was so I could track her every move. Sounds pretty crazy, but I wanted to know what she was doing, and she was so bad about passwords and all that kind of stuff, and most of the time she just told me, and you know, I would find messages. She was talking to this one guy from this band, and he told her how he wanted to fuck her, and she was about to go over to his house and meet him, and this was right before we left, and I found this stuff, and I remember the day clearly, because she got really dressed up for no reason, and it was this, oh, I'm just going to hang out with my family, and she got really dressed up, and I know what that means. I've been through it before. I had an ex-girlfriend who was getting really dressed up to go to the library to study, and turned out that she was actually going to shoot porn, which in itself is just fucking crazy and tells me how fucked up I really am for just being with these women that just want to tear me apart. And things got crazy. We came here to New York, and I mean, pretty much the whole way we were drinking every night. She's a drinker, and I'm really not. I'm not a good drinker at all. I don't know. I always romanticize about the whole alcoholic thing, but the truth is that it's not my thing. I don't know what is my thing. I don't know. But I went crazy. We both went crazy. We went insane. We did things to each other that were just straight out of the insanity cookbook, man. And I just fucking went for it all. And I didn't want to let it go. And I didn't want to have to face the reality once again that I can't make a fucking relationship work. And I can't do anything to save a relationship once I go over the edge. Once I lose that trust, then I can't do it anymore. And I'm always going to be looking over my shoulder to see what she's doing behind my back and not trusting her. And knowing that she's thinking about other men and wanting to hook up with other people and doesn't want to be tied to one person, and there's no commitment and there's no security there whatsoever. She has a family that I don't understand. I can't say that they don't love her, but she has a family that has done things to her that when I think about, I lose control, because it's so fucking terrible. And I can't help but to think that they really fucked her up, and they really, really wanted this to fail. And they would call her every day, and they're sending pictures every minute of her nephews, which she loves very much, and it's just like, please give us a moment, give us a chance. Sonia, man, she was supposed to come here and do music, and right away I was jealous of this guy she knew in Brooklyn. He's a good looking guy that's got just fit and like all about being healthy and does something really interesting in music, and you know, it was just right away, just immediate jealousy, and you know, I couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle it. I can't handle a girl that makes me feel like I'm just a fucking tag along, man. And I hate that. And that caused a lot of problems as well. She was supposed to come here and do something great, and she could have if she wanted to. But I don't think either of us allowed that to happen. She didn't want to do it. She'd wake up in the morning depressed, telling me that she wants to go home. I wouldn't know how to react to that because I didn't want to lose her. So I would freak out and beg her and plead with her to not go, and I would lose control. I am so good at losing control. I would just fucking freak out and start pacing and grabbing myself, and I get this overwhelming feeling like I just want to get out of my body. I want to leave. I don't want to be who I am anymore. I just want to, I want to disappear. I don't want to be conscious. I want to be completely unaware of anything going on. And, you know, most people that get into that position, they just do a bunch of drugs and fuck up their life. And I'd probably be there too, but I don't know why, but I have this overwhelming fear of pretty much anything outside of marijuana. So I can't do it. I can't use that escape. And I don't know. There's been moments where I wish I could. I wish I could just do a bunch of hardcore drugs and not give a fuck about anything. So today at 4 p.m., instead, I'm going to get some legal drugs that will hopefully do the same thing. And I want something that is going to make me not care about anything. I just want to be dead inside. I don't want to care about people. I don't want to care. I want to just be a zombie right now. And I hope that the psychiatrist doesn't make this a difficult process. It's $250 for an hour here in Manhattan, which is actually cheaper than Los Angeles, but I don't know how good of a place I'm going to. I'm going on nothing. I know nothing about what's going on in this city. It's so big, and there's so many things everywhere that in Los Angeles, when you say, I want to go to this thing, I want to go to the best thing of whatever it is, you can pick that best thing out and you can go to it. Here in New York City, there is no one best thing. There's best things everywhere, and it's overwhelming. And the city, as wonderful as it is, and amazing that this city even functions. I mean, the function, what it takes to make a place like New York City even functional blows my mind. But I'm going to see the psychiatrist, and I just want them to make me dead and make me not think about what's going on. I need to get back on track with work. I can't deal. I've been dealing with these problems and completely avoiding the one thing that is going to keep me going, and that is my job. If I lose that, I'm done. I'm done for. It's the only thing that's paying my rent is this job. And if I blow that off, I'm fucked. I am severely fucked. So that's where I'm at right now. And she's gone. She left all her things. I freaked out, took the phone that I paid for, so I have no way of contacting her or knowing what's going on or what her plans are, or I don't know anything right now. And yeah, I mean, I got all her shit in here, and I get this overwhelming feeling of just chaos and disarray when my environment is completely fucked up and all her shit is here. I don't know if she is expecting it back. I don't know if she left her cats here. Her cats are here. I didn't want cats. I got rid of my cats for a reason. Her cats are here, and I don't know what to do with them. So I don't know. Like, if I don't hear from her in a day, her shit's gonna go out on the street, and I don't want to do that. But I don't know what else to do, because if I don't get my place in order, then I can't start moving forward. I need some level of order to start moving forward. But yeah, I don't know, man. This is one for the history books, and I've been talking to Cindy. I've been trying to talk to Cindy. Man, she is one of the strongest people that I have ever met, because she is actually doing the right thing, and she doesn't want to talk to me. She really probably would prefer that I be out of her life forever, but I can't let her go. She's one of the only girls, as crazy as our relationship was and how fucked up it was, she's one of the only girls that I think actually did give a shit about me in return. Like, she did love me, but I didn't give her the trust that she needed, and that just wrecked everything, as the same fucking thing that just happened with this crazy relationship with Sonia was the exact same thing I did to Cindy. And, you know, Cindy refuses to believe me to this day, but I never laid a hand on another girl while I was with her. That's the truth. She won't believe me. I've talked to people. I went for a drink with a girl once, because we were having problems, and I don't know, like, I wanted to know if I could go have a drink with another girl, and I don't know. These last few days, I've spent them crying and punching myself in the head and being as self-destructive as I could be without just taking a knife and running it across my fucking wrists. And I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know anybody in this city. I'm at that age now where it's kind of weird that I don't have my shit together, and people can smell that a mile away. They know that I don't have my shit together, and you know, you're now crossing the line of being pathetic, and I don't know, I probably crossed that line a long time ago, but I should have my shit together, and I don't. And I moved across country with a girl that I knew before we left probably didn't give a shit about me. And I did it anyway. And I don't know why I put myself through this. Fucking, I had a really good thing going on in Los Angeles. I mean, you know, I had my problems with LA, and there were things about LA that were starting to get to me, and it's strange too, because once you're in a place like New York City and you try to compare it to LA, LA's in terms of like a real city is kind of a joke. I mean, I guess New York is an extreme example of it, but even Seattle, like, these places have a center, a downtown, and Los Angeles is, its downtown is, it's a joke, man. I love its history. I love the Bukowski-esque, you know, feel of it, and And but the old bars are gone. I mean, King Eddie's is gone now, and those places that, you know, romanticized the down and out and the insanity of those of downtown. Those things are rapidly going away, and you know, young people with money are moving in there, and I don't know why. I mean, if you're young with money and you want to live in a downtown area, I mean, downtown LA is kind of a cardboard cutout of what a downtown area should be. But, you know, I'm here in New York City, and the one thing I can say about New York City, it's got everything you need everywhere all the time, but it is somewhat of a lonely place. Unless you know somebody that you're close friends with, I don't know how you can handle being in this city alone. And I ended up in a really good area. I'm on the Lower East Side, and you know, there's all kinds of shit outside. I'm living outside, like two doors down from fucking Katz's Deli, and there's shit everywhere. But you know what? I don't know. Unless you want to go to a bar, unless you want to go to a fancy restaurant, or some kind of hipster event going on and hipster music and shit, I guess in the end it doesn't really even matter. I don't know. I'm all over the place, but I just gotta get on this thing and I gotta let things out. I gotta talk. I don't have a structure. I just need to talk. So, this is me talking about what the fucked up events that I just went through in my life. And in a way, you know, it's making me feel a little bit better. I don't know. I hoped that this would be therapeutic in some way. That was a hope, but it wasn't a guarantee. But I don't know. Man, the things we did. The shit she made me do. I just lost myself. And I was ready to do anything. Just ready to do it all. Whatever she fucking wanted. Why? Why do I have zero fucking confidence? Why do I have to let someone define who I am?